Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gisto. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Kovileski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Kovileski. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Veach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Pillette. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Herman Pillette. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jamison for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans strikes out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb, who is chasing the ball. Speaker reaches third base with a triple. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gisto scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0. Tigers. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rigney. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Wamsgans applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Herman Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Cutshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Speaker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0 for 1 in the game. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Gisto moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Cobb reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Veach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Veach reaches second base with a double. Cobb scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Veach moves to third. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Veach tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellette fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Graney pinch hits for Stankovileski. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herman Pellette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellette is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellette strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellette fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Lugisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jameson moves to third. Speaker moves to second. Lugisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws home. Basler drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Basler. Speaker scores. Gisto moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Cutshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cobb hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. Wood moves to second. One out. Riggs Stevenson pinch hits for Jim Lindsay. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner scores. Wood moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Keefe now pitching. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney bunts towards the mound. Keefe fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0-for-2 in the game. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Jones moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Herman Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-2 in the game. Pellett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Wamsgans fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Jones scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Speaker strikes out. One out. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Kutchaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kutchaw moves to second. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Veach bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to third for the out. Cobb moves to second. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Veach moves to third. It's 6-3, Tigers. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a fly ball towards center. Speaker catches it and throws to second to double up Heilman. Veach tags and scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gardner for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Stuffy McInnes pinch hits for Dave Keefe. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.